New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong, positive
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Oh man, what you doing? Whatever you're doing, stop doing it for a minute. Let me tell you this. If shit like America's Funniest Home Videos or TikTok has proven anything, it's that people love watching other people get fucked up. On the other hand, if there's one thing I know, most people don't like being the one getting fucked up. People like shits and giggles as long as they're not the shit. Now, shits and giggles sounds like something you catch, you know? You know what would be horrible as fuck? A shits and giggles pandemic. Woo! Now, that would be terrible. Anyway, I'm not going to get on here and suggest that you try out one of those fucking dumbass challenges where you climb something or jump something, or worse yet, trade slaps with somebody. Now, I would love to do that shit. I would slap the shit out of somebody. I don't want to see you get fucked up. But I am here to tell you, when you can, get out there despite the risk of getting fucked up. Get in shape. Stay in shape. Get on a goddamn treadmill and go at it with enthusiasm. Not because, you know, someone's forcing you to do this shit. Now, you may fall down on that treadmill and you may have it pull your pants off while you're laying there. And someone might just grab a phone and post that shit, but don't feel bad. You're out there caring for your body and staying in shape. Or how about this? Get on out there and play ball with your kids. So at some point, you may get distracted and wind up catching a ball right to your groin. And odds are, that shit will find its way onto America's Funniest Fucking Home Videos. Now, they got a team of camera people secretly stationed all over the goddamn country just waiting to catch groin shots. I don't know why the fuck a groin shot is so goddamn funny.
I wonder if America's Funniest Home Videos, if they've ever counted how many groin shot clips they've had. I mean, that's just been on, I feel like 50 years, like 100 years it's been on. And I bet they've had a million groin shots.
From the front, from the back, it doesn't fucking matter. A groin shot is a groin shot.
You know, at the award shows every year when they do that, In Memoriam, and they play the music, sad. So America's Funniest Home Videos should do that every year for their groin shots.
Oh, just paying homage and respect to those who took that shot to the groin.
Yeah.
Just giving a heartfelt respect to the groin. Oh, I love that, man. But I tell people this, don't worry about those secret cameras that got set up everywhere.
No. Well, you should worry about secret cameras like that.
No. I'm saying.
Like at Airbnbs?
If you spend your whole time checking for fucking cameras and shit because of America's Funniest Home Videos, see?
Yeah.
You can't enjoy your life. You're more consumed with the goddamn cameras and the groin shots.
Plus, somebody would have a funny video of you looking for the camera.
That's funny too, Miles. Shit. They had to make that a category.
Right, and then right at the end, you get hit in the groin.
Regardless, you still get hit in the fucking groin.
You got to get hit in the groin.
You got to hit in the groin. You can't have the whole episode with no damn groin shots.
No, that's the money shot.
That's the money shot, Miles. You goddamn right. Woo! Anyway, quality time with your kids during their development years is crucial, and you're being a good damn parent. Now, in life, every now and then, you're going to get fucked up. And you can't avoid that. You just want to make sure that you weren't doing something fucked up when you got fucked up. See?
Yeah.
You get fucked up over good shit. Don't get fucked up over bad shit. You make the news. You don't make America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, right. Yeah. Your kid's falling and you dive to grab them and you save them and you hit your head. You were doing something heroic. But like, you know, getting up in the middle of the night and walk into the refrigerator in the dark to get some pie and then tripping and falling into the pie, that's not heroic.
That's not heroic shit. That's you satisfying your fucking cravings for fucking pie in the middle of goddamn night.
Yeah.
See? You fucked up. That's on you, greedy ass. See? Stay in the bed. Go to sleep. Close your fucking eyes.
And then you stand up and find out that you fell on the pie right on your groin.
You know, have you ever stubbed your groin as opposed to your toe?
Stubbed your groin. How are you walking?
Stubbing is not just for the toe. It, you know, stubbing has only been used in context with the fucking toe.
But you can stub other things. You're right.
What else have you stubbed, Miles? Have you ever stubbed anything else other than your fucking toe?
No.
Have you ever heard someone say they stubbed something other than their fucking toe?
You on this podcast a little while ago.
Of course, see? Hey, it's the first time for every goddamn thing, see? And I think maybe I'm a pioneer of stubbing the groin. Shit.
Add that to your Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to update my shit today.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, "Today is going to be a great day." And here's the quote. It's a quickie. "Eat your dessert first." That's by Melissa Washburn.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you know me. Most people got a sweet tooth. I got sweet teeth. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I get it, Miles.
Okay. Well, normally dessert comes at the end of the meal, but when we come back from the break, we'll start with dessert. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at is, "Eat your dessert first." What do you got?
Eat your dessert first. Now, sometimes every now and then, despite what you've been taught, you need to give yourself permission to eat your snack's dessert first. Now, I know when you were a kid, you were taught a lot of damn things. Don't eat too much candy. You're going to ruin your dessert. Come on now. Have you ever heard of a kid ruining dessert? Well, I mean, why the fuck do you think they invented ice cream cakes? Ice cream combined with damn cake. Oh, fucking amazing ass idea, Miles. Give two things at the same fucking time. Woo! I love them goddamn ice cream cakes, man. That's lost art, man. Damn. Lost ass art, man. No, they should make a whole playground made out of ice cream cakes. Like, swing is ice cream, and have the kids just eat the whole playground. That'd be fun.
See, there are times when you wave me over and I'm hesitant and I come over and I'm like, I'm glad I came over here. And then we start walking and I realize I should have never come over here.
Or how about this, Miles? Oh, how about a lemonade pool?
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Public pool with lemonade in their bits.
Yeah, so now, and now I'm leaving. So ice cream cakes and a dessert, man, that is such a kid thing. It's a kid indulgence.
Of course it is, Miles. It's not created for fucking adults, man. Adults should sit there as spectators and watch these kids devour that bitch. It's amazing to watch some kids eat that shit, man. Oh my God. Fucking cake, fucking ice cream over their fucking lips and shit. It's over their fucking eyes and shit. All their clothes. Fuck the whole outfit up. It's good. Let's see kids having a good time. Enjoy. Eat that bitch.
You don't yell that at the children, right?
Yeah. No, you know, kids understand. Eat that bitch.
Yeah, they understand words.
They understand words, but you know.
Okay, so now let's go back. You were talking about ruining a dessert for a kid, and you can't ruin a dessert for a kid because kids love. They love them. They love them. They, like animals, they love dessert.
You cannot ruin a kid's dessert, Miles. It's impossible. A kid could drop their ice cream cone in a bag full of hair and goddamn kitty litter and still eat that shit. You know? They would just lick around the hair. You know? You know what? Here's another thing we were told when you were young, Miles. Eat your damn vegetables before your dessert. Like the order of shit is gonna matter in your damn body. It doesn't fucking matter, Miles, what order this shit go down. How was me eating ice cream and pie before eating some goddamn Brussels sprouts and okra gonna ruin anything, Miles?
I don't know.
Hey, Miles, have you ever drank gravy and then ate your mashed potatoes? You changed the order?
No.
Gravy's fucking delicious. You know, is that all gravy is? A hot milkshake. That's what the fuck gravy is, Miles.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
That's all it is.
It's not.
It's a hot milkshake. That's what gravy is.
No, a hot milkshake, the closest thing to a hot milkshake is like a hot chocolate or hot fudge, not gravy.
It's not thick enough.
Yeah, but you understand, one is savory.
The consistency of fucking milkshake, which is gravy, Miles.
Okay.
Gravy is a milkshake.
Right.
A seasoned as milkshake.
Okay. I got it. You're off to, I guess, a good start in that you're making the case for how wonderful dessert is. But isn't that part of why dessert should go last. All you've done is sold me on how delicious dessert seems to be, but you haven't sold me on why it shouldn't be last.
Miles, look. Now, here's the thing, Miles. Thankfully, your ass is not a kid anymore, Miles. Now, when you were a kid, a lot of lessons were driven into your head so that your dumbass young self would not forget, Miles. Shit like floss after every meal. Cross at the green, not in between. That was a great-ass commercial when I was growing up, Miles. I love that commercial, man. Things like that were reminders for your kid self, but now you're an adult. You don't got to listen to that shit anymore. You make your own damn decisions, Miles.
Yeah. You should also make those decisions, those very decisions. Floss after every meal. Don't cross in the middle of the street.
See, it gets confusing. And don't floss your teeth after every meal while crossing the motherfucking street because you ain't looking at the goddamn cars. See?
Okay. Well, that's an extra bit of advice that I don't think anyone's parent ever felt they'd have to give.
Sometimes you gotta say that shit so people don't do it. See?
Okay.
Oh, nothing worse than seeing somebody walk through the street flossing their goddamn teeth and looking where the fuck they're going at.
So now you've given me, as an adult, you can make the choices that you want to make. All right. You're still not selling me that it's a responsible choice to eat your dessert first, though.
To me, eating your dessert first is the same as indulging. And what the fuck is wrong with doing that sometimes, Miles? You need that sometimes. Would you go to Cold Stone's Creamery and order a plain vanilla cone?
Probably not, no.
Get your ass out of here. You know what I mean? I would say, get your ass out of here. That kid behind the counter would look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, they got every type of candy and cereal and fruit back there, Miles. You got all these ingredients, and you come in here ordering a plain-ass vanilla cone? The fuck out of my face.
I didn't say I would, but yeah.
People do that. Somebody walked in there and said, let me just get a plain cone. You can go to anywhere and get that shit. You can go to Baskin and Robbins or other places and get a fucking cone. See, they are back there anticipating what is in your head and what to mix in your ice cream, Miles. They get a high off that shit, Miles.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all the kids behind the counter working there are high, but they get a fucking high.
Get a rush. They feel
a rush, a fucking rush at what is this guy going to.
Yeah.
They get a special sweet sugar high off of knowing that you're about to indulge in some amazing shit that they're about to put in this goddamn ice cream, Miles, and not be so boring with that ordinary fucking vanilla. Get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
Matter of fact, I heard management has trained people who work there that if you walk in there and ask for a plain vanilla cone, they have been instructed to tell you, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I didn't realize that was Cold Stone policy.
Yeah, it's in the fucking training manual. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So they're just waiting to mix all that shit in your ice cream. They don't care what they mix, man. Fuck, you can bring your own shit, Miles. You can bring your own shit in. Shit that they shouldn't be mixing in the ice cream, like mothballs or suit jacket buttons and shit like that. You know? Hell, you can bring your whole fucking meal in that bitch, Miles. You can bring your whole fucking meal on a plate and they'll mix that shit in there if that's what the fuck you want, Miles. Don't give a fuck. And now you've solved your whole meal before your dessert dilemma. See, Miles?
You're having it all at once.
Goddamn right. Mix that shit all in ice cream, see?
Let me tell you something, JB. Normally, when we get to your closing, I think you've pretty much got me convinced and you're just kind of nailing it down. But I don't know. I think this one, the jury is kind of hung. And I think you're at a point where you have to win us because all you've told me is how decadent dessert is, how as an adult you can make your own choices and how kids love dessert. But you haven't told me why you should eat your dessert first.
See, I'm laughing, Miles. Know why?
Why?
Because I ain't got you yet. I took it down a certain street, right? And then I had to put the shit in reverse and back up a little bit, Miles, because I went down the wrong street. See, sometimes I go down the one-way street sometimes and cars are coming at me and I got to back the fuck up, Miles.
Well, the court will now hear the attorney for the prosecution for Eat Dessert First. Mr. Smooth, do you have your closing argument there, sir?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. So, we all know how life ends. It fucking ends. There's no other way. That's a lesson you learn, and you shouldn't forget that shit. Now, it'll help you appreciate your days on this goddamn earth. Some people put off their dessert until it's too late. And I'm talking metaphorically speaking. Desserts are delicate. They can melt or go bad if they are left out too long. Or animals get to it. Or another motherfucker might get to it. And now they ate your dessert first. God damn it. See, that gave me chills a little bit, Miles. I had to put a little blanket on, you know, over my shoulders and shit.
I'm your honor, Miles.
My bad. Your honor. See, your honor, the only dessert you're going to have is your just dessert. Not for eating your damn dessert. Your honor, it's just like how people don't take that trip they've been dreaming of. Or they don't go back to get that degree they've always wanted. Your honor, they don't take their shot with the hottie in apartment 6G that's always flirting with them in the damn elevator. Now, if you always save the delicious stuff for the end, you run the risk that you'll either be too full to enjoy it or you'll never get it at all. So I'm going to end this one kind of where we began. When you go into that fancy restaurant on your first date with the hottie in 6G, ask to hear the specials. Put in your drink orders. Or order some appetizers. Maybe a soup or salad course. Then your entree. Followed by your dessert. And just before that waiter leaves, you look him in the eye. You smile at 6G, little hottie. And you say, Chauncey, we'll have our dessert first. Au revoir. See, that threw a little French in the two miles at the end. Au revoir. I love that shit.
Do you rest your case?
Your Honor, I rest my case. And I'm looking for the verdict from the goddamn jury of my peers.
I tell you, we don't have a jury. I am the judge and the jury.
Oh.
And I find you guilty of being on point with your summation.
Your Honor, I will take it.
Court is dismissed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate that shit. I think what swayed the jury was I made a point. I made an amazing point about
this
dessert.
This is when I'm going to end the show. Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Today is going to be a great day.
It was kind of hard.
As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe were inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment. While you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so, because we promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
weird. I'm innocent as charged. And I was
that was J.B. Smooth.
They didn't have any jury there, which is really weird. But I'll tell you where I'm going right now. I'm going to give me some ice cream. That's what I'm going to do. Shit.
Court is adjourned.
This has been a Team Coco production.